Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a good one. A couple of weeks ago, I did a video on dogfights, and I get a lot of emails on dogfights. In fact, I've been reading some emails about serious dogfights that I collected back in 2005. I collected emails for about 6 months back there. I was going to write a book on it. I never got around to doing that. But now I'm going to start to read some of those old ones, because some of the dogfights ended up where one dog was killing another dog in the same house. But this is one that came in after the last dogfight, and it says, "What would you say when the dogs only fight with the presence of the owner? I have two Jack Russell Terriers. They don't fight when alone. They just mind their own business. But when I'm there, my female will attack the boy over food or comfortable spaces where the dogs lay. I've heard this called alliance aggression, but I can't find much info on it." That's because I never heard it before either. Not in 50 years that I've been doing this. "The best thing for me to do when my dogs have a fight is make them calm down in each other's presence. I don't separate them. We then normally follow with obedience training and a walk together." Okay, here's the deal. These dogs fight. What's the trigger? The trigger is, obviously, when the woman is there. The second trigger is dog food. And the third trigger is a nice, comfortable place for the dogs to lay down. So what do you do when you have dogs that are fighting? Once you identify the triggers, you have to eliminate or control the dogs around those triggers. In this case, my dogs would eat in two different dog crates. When food time comes around, they go in their dog crate, the door is closed, they go in there and eat and they lay down. When the dogs are out of the dog crate, if I'm going to be keeping those two dogs in the house, another trigger is to get rid of the dog bed, and the only place these dogs are going to stay is in their dog crate. I'm not going to have a real soft, fluffy, comfortable bed for this dog to sleep on. That's not going to happen. They're going to go in their dog crates. I would also have these dogs wearing dominant dog collars. And I don't know everything. I haven't seen it there. But I would question whether these dogs should not have a muzzle on, each of them, when they're in there and you're there. They should have a muzzle on. I would put a dominant dog collar on both those dogs, and they would drag a leash around in my presence. And if they started a dogfight in my presence, they would learn to regret it very quickly, because I'd take that leash and I'd put upward pressure on them until they took it very seriously that this is an uncomfortable position to be in, and I'm not gonna tolerate this kind of behavior. Keep in mind, this woman has allowed this to go on for a long period of time. Had it been stepped on right in the very beginning, it might have been a simple thing. You might have just had to say, "Hey, no, knock it off." It's beyond that now. The dogs have been allowed to practice bad behavior, and when that happens, it's gonna take a lot more force and a lot more repetitions to make that behavior, we call it, extinct. And these dogs would learn that they better make it extinct or they're gonna have some serious repercussions to it, and they will learn. So that's the key to it. Making them calm down in the presence of the other dog, that's what she says here. "The best thing for me to do when my dogs have a fight is to make them calm down in each other's presence." No. The best thing for them to do is to learn the reaction that's going to happen when they start a fight, and they better not start a fight, because it's not about laying down calmly when it's done. After a dogfight like this, I'd throw these dogs in the dog crate, and they'd stay in there for a long time. And when they came out, they'd have a muzzle on. And then I'd take them for a walk in muzzles with a dominant dog collar on. I guess in the end, what I would say is, look, I did a video and I forgot how many hours. I think there's 20 hours of information there on dealing with dominant aggressive dogs. There's a lot of information in that course. If you have dogs that are like this, get the course. Take the time to do it right. Do your training right. Manage your dogs correctly, and you'll end up having a controlled, happy environment for everybody to be in. But those dogs need to learn consequences to their behavior.